Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We're so excited today. We have a very special episode of the podcast where we are trying to introduce people to the wonderful world of Hallmark. And not everybody is lucky and fortunate enough to be a huge Hallmark fan. And so this is an opportunity to try to pick films that we think would be a really great jumping off point to getting into Hallmark. So, I am Rachel. I'm here, and this is going to be really fun. And Amy's here.
Hey, guys.
Yes, and we have our newcomer that we are going to pitch these films to. This is very exciting. My friend Jen is here. And so Amy and I are going to give little spiels about why we think this is a great movie choice. And she'll say whether she'll give it 0 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes of her time. And so Jen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be here. I am certainly a Hallmark newbie. So, tell me.
Well, and this is really fun because Jen is kind of my big movie buddy. We go to a lot of the screenings together. So, So this was perfect. And
it's true. And I really am not a Hallmark person at all. my mother and my sister are. In fact, I have gotten up from dinner and left dinner because they were incessantly talking about it. And I had that.
And we had no rules about what Amy and I could pick. It could be Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. It could be Christmas. It could be not Christmas. It could be whatever we want. Mm-hmm. So.
And I did not know there were all those distinctions. So this is great.
Yes. Okay. Good. All right. Well, would you say maybe what kind of movies do you typically tend to like or are your favorites?
I would go comedies, then romantic comedies, then dramas. And I'm absolutely no on horrors. And I like a thriller, but I am really sensitive to violence. There you go.
Very good.
And animated is an always.
Ah, see, that's why we're friends. many of the reasons. okay, well, this is going to be fun. Why don't you start us off? We have 6 on our list. Mm-hmm. And so why don't you start us off, Amy?
All right. So my plan for this was I wanted to make kind of a cohesive 6 movies that if you watch all 6 of these movies and you enjoyed them, then you would be a good fit for watching the Hallmark Channel. So I kind of made like a plan, and I guess after this, I think I'm going to write this up on a Tumblr post also. So I'd be like, these are the 6 movies you should watch if you want to get into Hallmark type of thing. My first one that I put on here, because Hallmark is a huge part of Hallmark, is Christmas. So out of my 6, I picked 3 Christmas, 3 not Christmas. So my first one I picked was the movie Christmas Under Wraps from 2014. And I think that this one should be one of the first movies you watch, specifically one of the Christmas ones, because it kind of introduces you a little bit into some of the magic that Hallmark uses throughout its movies. It's basically a story about a doctor who doesn't get the big city doctor job, but she gets this job in a small Alaskan town, and she ends up having to move there, and she really becomes part of the life of the town people, being their only doctor, and she unexpectedly, you know, she falls in love with a guy who, you know, is a big part of the small town and is a big part of a holiday secret. So it's kind of hinted at in this movie that there's a real Santa, but it's not like flat out said that there's a real Santa. So I feel like this movie would be a good starting point because it kind of puts in the little bit of magic that Hallmark sometimes has in their Christmas movies and their like coincidence. And it stars Candace Cameron Bure, and she is one of the biggest Hallmark stars. So if you can't get used to Candace Cameron Bure, you probably shouldn't watch Hallmark Channel.
It also
I enjoyed her on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, it also was filmed in Utah.
Yes.
It pretends to be Alaska, but it's actually Utah.
I'm not going to lie, it sounds a lot like Doc Hollywood.
I don't know what that is.
That's a movie with Michael J. Fox, and it absolutely
with Michael J. Fox. So I would already feel like I would like it because I like Stock Hollywood.
Okay, good.
I'm like, it sounds like a good one.
And it actually still holds the record, I believe, of the most watches in the history of Hallmark for premiere.
Yep.
Oh, really? Christmas Under Wraps?
Christmas Under Wraps.
Oh, Under Wraps. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And I would give my full 60 minutes to that.
All right. And one thing that you'll learn about Hallmark is the titles are completely ridiculous. They never have anything to do with the actual movie. Especially at Christmas. So.
Okay, excellent.
Yes. All right. So it was difficult for me to decide. Like I said, I had about 15. They were on my short list. And so number 6, because I do have the benefit of knowing you. So that's a little bit of a cheat, I guess. But my number 6 that I recommend for you is one called Remember Sunday. And this, have you ever seen the 51st Dates?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, aside from that having Adam Sandler in it, who's not my favorite, this is kind of like a slightly more dramatic kind of version of sort of that same story. It stars Zachary Levi, who's a charm machine, and it has Alexis Bledel, who's the best.
Boy, I also love already this is winning. I love it.
And basically, he plays this man who has the 51st date thing, where he wakes up, he doesn't know who he is, doesn't know what's going on, and he ends up meeting the Alexis Bledel character, and through, he has this whole sort of system set up to help him remember what happened the day before. And so they have a meet cute, and they start kind of dating, but obviously it's very challenging with the situation, and she starts to like want to try to, she thinks she can fix it, and there's a lot of drama involved. It's pretty sweet, it's pretty touching, and it's really good. So what are your thoughts?
Okay, so I feel like this is a math problem, because here we go. I would automatically give like a good solid 45 minutes just for Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
And maybe like an extra 15 just for Alexis. But I would actually subtract some points because I really don't like 51st Dates. And that plot is so aggravating to me. It makes me
oh, no.
Sad.
Oh, no.
So I would maybe subtract 15. I feel like I would land at like 45 minutes on that one.
Okay. Well, that's fair. You're being very fair. It's not as silly as... It's more dramatic
than
51st Dates as opposed to the silly Adam Sandler.
The memory stuff is hard for me because I feel like that is the saddest thing to have happened to a human.
And so. It is sad. It's taken... Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right. I can handle that. Okay, Amy, what's your number 5?
All right, so my next one is also Christmas, and this I picked because there are the Hallmark Hall of Fame movies, which are movies that they normally spend, will have like a bigger cast, I guess you could say, and they'll spend like a little bit more money on, and they happen a couple times a year, so they're not as often on Hallmark, but I feel like the Hall of Fame movies are something that are a little different from the regular Hallmark movies, and so the one I picked for Christmas is A Heavenly Christmas from 2016. It is written by the fabulous Greg McBride.
Friend of the podcast.
Yeah, he's a friend of ours. And so I try to talk about his movie at any time I can. I try to. So this movie is basically about a woman that has a lot going on in her life, and she's kind of a go-go-go type of personality. She doesn't really stop to smell the roses type of person, and she has an accident where she slips, and she is then recruited to be a Christmas angel. And as a Christmas angel, she helps out a man and his niece. And she accidentally falls in love with this man while she's helping them, like, get back to the spirit of Christmas after he had lost his sister, his niece's mom and stuff, and just kind of learn how their new dynamic and everything. And then at the end, you know, then we find out that, well, actually there's a big plot twist. I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, don't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, don't give it away.
It all ends up turning out good in the end, and she gets true love, which is great.
Who's in it?
Yeah, so it stars Kristen Davis, Eric McCormick, and Shirley MacLaine. And
Shut up!
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Charlotte and Will and Shirley MacLaine. Yeah. That is so interesting.
We're pulling out the big guns here. We're really trying to impress.
Yeah. Right, you're right about them having a bigger budget.
Yeah, yes. So Hall of Fame ones are normally the, like, more famouser people. I don't know. But when I watch this movie for the first time, I'm like, hey, Mom, isn't that that guy from Will and Grace? And, yeah.
Eric McCormick once threw me a birdie when I was a guest, when I was in the audience at the Ellen Show, just so in case you're wondering. I know, it's very exciting. It's my very big claim to fame. But I am going to say about that one, the cast, again, would give me at least 45 minutes. That I would do any, no matter what they were doing, even if they were just standing there. I'm not as big of a fan of, like, angel things. I know that's weird, especially at Christmas. It's weird, although, unless it's just a Wonderful Life. But I do feel like I would probably sit through that whole show just because it is interesting enough. And now that you've told me there's a twist, now I'm intrigued about the twist.
I'm gonna give it the 60. Oh, Amy, look at you.
2 for 2. Okay, anyways.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, my second choice is called The Makeover. And this is a take on Pygmalion. I'm hoping you like Pygmalion.
Okay.
Slash My Fair Lady. It's really charming. It is stars. Women. Yeah, it stars Julia Stiles, who plays this. Yeah, she plays this kind of stick in the mud politician who can't connect with the people, so she keeps losing. But she really has a passion and she wants to do all this good, but she has a hard time kind of communicating that. Yes.
Yeah.
And she meets this guy who's this beer vendor, and everybody's from Boston and has, like, these hardcore Boston accents, played by David Walton. And his name is Elliot.
Oh, I love David Walton.
Yes.
He doesn't ever get to break.
He's played by Elliot. I mean, his name is Elliot Doolittle in the movie.
Shut up.
And, so, yeah. And she's Hannah Higgins. It's great. And it has and Cameron Manheim plays her, like, campaign manager or whatever. So they developed this scheme that they're going to give him, because he's got, like, this huge beard, he has this horrible accent that's hard to understand, but everybody loves him. He's everyone's best friend. And so they decide that they're going to give him the makeover, and they're going to make him a candidate for Congress, and they're going to make him, you know, be able to, there's kind of a bet between the two of them, like Pygmalion always is, and that they can get this guy. And of course, like, sparks fly as it's going. And it's really cute. His sister's is really well done in it. She's like a working class girl in Boston. And Frances Fisher's in it playing his mother, and she's great. It's really charming and really sweet. And so there we go. The Makeover is my fifth choice.
If I had 75 minutes to give it, I would give it 75.
yes.
Because I really love that cast. And I love when they do, like, a little quirky take on, like, another story. I love the, like, that their names are Higgins and Doolittle. I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just like that. I like, and I love My Fair Lady, so.
Yes. All right. Okay, good.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
All right, Amy.
All right. So my next one, my last Christmas one on my list. Before, I need to ask you, are you allergic to cats?
Am I allergic to cats? No.
Okay, well, that's good. This movie is called The Nine Lives of Christmas. It's from 2014. And it is a movie about a cat that adopts a fireman. And this fireman is renovating a house, and this cat kind of adopts him. So he suddenly has this cat now. And he meets this woman who works at a pet store who also has a cat. And shenanigans happen, and then they end up falling in love, and they both have cats, and it's really cute. And if you've ever dreamed of a movie about the making, well, like, they don't actually have this involved in, but it's kind of like, you know, those calendars where they have firemen hold animals. It's kind of like a home movie of that. It's one of my favorites, and I picked it on this list specifically because Hallmark is a big supporter of Adopt Don't Shop and of adopting and rescuing animals. So there's a lot of movies throughout the year that are themed around adopting animals and stuff like that. So I thought it was important to include in the list a movie that is about an animal and adoption and that type of stuff.
Which is very cool and makes me feel bad and guilty that I'm about to say, oh my gosh, I would not watch that.
Oh, no.
I'm not a big animal person, and I'm even less of a cat person. But it sounds a little bit like 101 Dalmatians and the dog helping the people fall in love. That's sweet, but I can't. I would watch almost every other Hallmark movie before that one. I'm sorry.
One of the most beloved ones too. Like, everyone loves. Oh, and I forgot to say, it stars Brandon Roth and Kimberly Sutton. I don't know if that. You know those people.
Brandon Ralph from Superman.
Brandon Ralph from like Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in it.
He's the fireman.
And he's
a little intriguing.
Ooh, it makes me think maybe I should change one of mine.
Oh my gosh.
Is that bad?
It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's like, I'm just not a big, and just watching a cat movie makes me want to not watch TV.
Okay. All right.
But I really am glad they support all of those programs, and I think that's a good thing that Hallmark does.
Okay, here we go. My number four choice is my favorite Hallmark Christmas movie. I had to include it. It's called Trading Christmas. And it is based on a book, but it's very similar to The Holiday. But I think actually,
I'm like, it already sounds like The Holiday, yeah.
And I would accept, I think it's actually better because I don't like Cameron Diaz. This stars Faith Ford from Murphy Brown. Very charming.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And Tom Cavanaugh, who...
from Ed!
Yes, from Ed. And then they play... they end up switching houses. She's in Philadelphia, I mean, he's in Philadelphia. She's like in Ohio or whatever. They switch houses for Christmas. He's trying to write this book, but he's got writer's block. She goes at first to surprise her daughter. But then her daughter turns out is leaving, for a trip. And so the surprise kind of didn't work out. So she ends up being kind of alone in this city at Christmas. She's a widow, so she's had to kind of deal with some stuff. And she ends up meeting Tom Cavanagh's hunky brother, played by Gil Bellows, who's very charming in it.
Gil Bellows from Ally McBeal.
Yes. Yes. And
yeah, well, I love him.
And they have great chemistry. And then Tom Cavanagh, ends up meeting Gabrielle Miller, who is really sweet and charming, who's Faith Ford's, like, best friend. And she kind of helps him get over his writer's block, and super cute.
And everyone falls in love.
And he's kind of a Grinch at first. He doesn't like Christmas because his fiance had dumped him on Christmas Eve, like in the years past. And so he's kind of mm-hmm. a Grinch. He doesn't want to have a Christmas tree, and she convinces him to have it. And it's really cute and charming. And even her daughter is a pretty good character. Her boyfriend is played by Andrew Francis, who's great. And all in all, it's just really charming. It has, like, way more PDA than the typical Hallmark movie, which is, I'm a big fan of. And it has a nice, sweet message, and it's just a really fun rom-com.
I really am sold on that one. Yes. I love the holiday. I would give it my full 60, 120 minutes, whatever, however long it is. And really, the thing where he said it has more PDA makes me laugh, because I remember when Hallmark movies were only on, like, Sunday nights.
Yeah.
On, like, CBS sometimes and PBS sometimes. And it would always annoy me that it would be, like, this whole story, and then they would maybe almost kiss at the very end. And I'm like, and then it would just get over. It was, like, the most abrupt endings ever.
There was, like, a brief period between, like, 2012 or 2011 when this one was made, and, like, 2013, where they were a little more PG-13. Like, you'll see. And I miss it. I wish they'd go back to it.
That's funny.
But anyway, so that's why it's that. Yeah, a lot of times we only get the last 60 seconds of the movie, you finally get your kiss.
That one was from 2011.
Yeah, this is 2011, which was okay. Really the glory days of Hallmark.
Okay, good to know.
I was 12 when that movie came out.
Old enough to appreciate a very good movie.
Oh my goodness.
So, Amy.
That would mean that I was, like, 4 years outside of college when you were born. But that's okay.
No, it's depressing. We try not to think about it too much.
No, we're all friends. We're
maybe all I was 13. I was, yeah, I was in middle school. Anyways. Alrighty.
So, Amy, what's your next pick?
All right, so my next one is actually my all-time favorite Hallmark movie, and it's called When Sparks Fly from 2014, and this movie, I feel like, is kind of an example of the fact that sometimes Hallmark movies can be just flat-out ridiculous, and you gotta, like, appreciate that to appreciate Hallmark, that sometimes the movies are just gonna be flat-out weird and crazy, and you're gonna be like, what are they doing? So this movie stars Meghan Markle and Lachlan Monroe. I can't say his name, but also it's an example of the fact that we had a princess on our channel, and that's pretty cool. but it's about a big study journalist, who goes back to her small town for the 4th of July, and she slowly falls back in love with her ex-boyfriend, and during this whole thing, her best friend is planning a wedding that is 4th of July themed to be on the 4th of July, and this wedding is just ridiculous, like, red dress ridiculous, like, it looks like a Veterans Day party, or like Memorial or like it, Flag Day is what it looks like. And it's just really, it's a really silly movie, and really funny. And I think that's something that if you're going to watch Hallmark Channel, you need to just accept that some of the movies are going to just be way out there and super ridiculous, but funny. So, yeah.
I'm not against over the top. I'm not. I mean, I like a good Legally Blonde, you know, where it's just a little bit wacky. So I would probably, I'm going to give that like a 45. I'm going to give it like 45 minutes.
Nice. That's good. Okay. So my next pick is a bit of a risk. I don't know what you'll think, but I have the movie that got me first interested in Hallmark. So I figured I had to pick it. And it's a little bit sad, but it's really good. It is called Love Comes Softly. And it is based on a series of books. It's the first, they actually did like 8 of the movies for Hallmark Channel. And it's the story, it stars Katherine Heigl, but she's actually quite good in it. And she plays this.
I like that you say, but.
Yeah.
She's actually good.
I just say she is. And she plays this pioneer who is coming to, I forget where, it's in the wilderness, wherever, the frontier. And she, there's a tragedy. This is the very beginning, not a spoiler, where her husband ends up dying. And so she's left, and the town widower, there's only like a weekend that the pastor is in town. They need to survive through the winter. He has his daughter, and his name is Clark Davis, played by Dale Midkiff. And he makes an offer to her. He says, if you'll come, we will, the only way we can live together is if we get married. And so if we get married and if you just help me out with my daughter, help me out with, you know, things, then we'll get through the winter, and then I'll pay for your trip back. So it starts, obviously, she's really sad, of course, and she has to do what she has to do. So it starts out on this kind of, this temporary solution to this problem. But obviously as they get to work together, get to know each other, the little girl is troublesome, doesn't like her at first, but and then winning her over. And it has a faith-based message to it too, about forgiving and new opportunities and the Lord surprising you. More of a faith-based message than most of these movies these days. And it's really sweet and well made. They get that frontier feeling, and so the ending's really nice. And I just really enjoy it, so I pick it for my third spot.
I mean, I'm a fan of Little House on the Prairie and Dr. Yes. Quinn Medicine Woman, like the rest of them. And it sounds like there's a little Married at First Sight, maybe a little Overboard in there. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure I would watch it, but I'm just going to say this, the pioneer theme would be low on my list. Like if I had all, however many are on this list in front of me and I was trying to watch them all, I would probably pick that in the later bunch.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That's
so the pioneer thing isn't my thing, really. Even though I did really like Dr. Quinn, and I did watch Little House, I'm taking it 45 minutes.
Okay.
45 minutes.
Yeah, and what they do is each of the continuing movies, like the first two were about her, and then the second two or three are about Missy, the little girl. And then the last like 2-3 are about Belinda, the daughter of Missy. So that they kind of and then there's a prequel. So it's an investment.
It's epic. It sounds like.
It really is. So anyway, Amy, what's your next pick?
All right. So my next pick is kind of the movie to introduce you into the Hallmark movies and mysteries side of things. In the movie and mysteries, like, channel, there's a lot of mystery series on there already that have like 12 parts that are really, really long. And so that could be daunting for someone new to start. So instead, I picked one of the more recent series that has start, and that is Darrow and Darrow from 2017. And the first movie is about a single mom lawyer who is her friend is convicted of stealing something from a jewelry store, and so they go to court, and it stars Kimberly Williams Paisley, Wendy Malick, and Tom Cavanaugh. And Tom Cavanaugh plays the opposing side of in this court case from this first movie, and they kind of are a little flirty, and throughout the they're on the fourth movie comes out in October, I think, in about a month or two, the fourth movie. So it's still a fairly new movie and mystery series. It's really easy to get into. It has a really great cast, and it's just fun to see them kind of bounce off each other since they're normally on opposing sides of the courtroom. Yeah.
So is that there's multiple shows or episodes or something?
Yeah, so this is the first one, and I, in fairness, also had this on my list, but I knew it was on Amy's. This series is so charming, and it's more courtroom drama, a show than it is a mystery show, I would say.
Yeah,
Winnie Malick's in it. The girl who plays her daughter. Kimberly Williams Paisley's daughter is really cute too. Lila Fitzgerald is the actress. And
I didn't even know Hallmark did those kind of shows.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. And I'm a huge courtroom drama person. I watched faithfully Ally McBeal and The Practice, and even before then LA Law. Like, I really love it. So I would love it. I'm like, that might be the first one I would pick to watch. Of all the ones we've talked about so far. So that's like a full 60 plus. If there's any bonus time, I might watch it again.
Oh man, Amy's nailing it. Yeah, it's a really good series. It's my favorite of the mystery shows.
Okay, I really didn't even know they did that. So that, I mean, this is truly an education. I had no idea that there have been such big names in these shows.
Yeah.
I had no idea that they make the mystery ones.
Like, yeah, every Sunday night, pretty much. They have a new one, a different. So it's pretty...
Okay.
So my next pick is a film called November Christmas. And November Christmas is all about... On the surface, it seems sad, but it's actually really heartwarming. It's about this little girl. She gets sick. And her parents are worried that she's not going to make it through to Christmas. And so they decide to have, they talk to the owner of the local Christmas tree farm or whatever. And they ask him if we can do Christmas earlier. And it starts this whole chain reaction where they do Halloween early. They do Thanksgiving early. They do Christmas early. And just to try to boost the spirits of this little girl, who's adorable, of course, in the movie. And it has one of the best casts in the history of Hallmark. It's got Sam Elliott, John Corbett, Sarah Paulson, Karen Allen. Incredible cast. It's really heartwarming, well done. And it'll definitely bring the tearjerkers, but I think it's earned. And that, you know, Sam Elliott being a tree farmer, I mean, come on. What more can you want in a movie?
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
It sounds a little bit like that movie, Sweet November. Do you remember that movie? With Keanu Reeves and Charlize Theron?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that cast alone gets you at 55. I would not pick a I would not pick a sad movie on purpose to watch at home. Uh-huh. That sounds weird. Yeah. So I'm leaving it at 55. I'm leaving it at 55.
Okay. I can handle that. Good. All right, Amy.
It's 55 minutes.
What's your next pick?
All right. So my final one I put on this is my favorite from 2018. This was my top of my list from all of the 2018 Hallmark movies. And I picked this one because it's called The Sweetest Heart. And I picked it because it's kind of an ensemble cast. So there's the main characters are people you're going to see in a lot of other Hallmark movies. So it stars Julio Gonzalez, Chris McNally, Tammy Gillis, Andrew Brooks, Clayton Chitty, and my favorite person in the world, Jordan Bruchette. Just kidding. I'm joking. And it's basically about a cupcake owner and her boyfriend from high school, college-ish, comes back into town, and the two of them kind of hit it off and start to get back together. And it's not just that couple. There's also another couple that's one of her best friends and her fiance. That couple's also dealt with, as well as her assistant in the bakery and a guy she knew in high school. They have a little relationship as well. So there's like three main couples instead of there just being one couple. And it's also just kind of centered around a beautiful bakery. And it's really funny because all of the cupcake flavors they talk about in this movie are absolutely ridiculous. And I don't think anyone would eat any of them. But it's just like a little funny thing while this movie's going on. It's like, why would you put rosemary on top of a cupcake? Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, they're really cute. Gross. Like rosemary and pine nuts, it's disturbing.
Yeah.
But I really love that one too. And the guy in it, Chris McNally, he is one of the best hunks of Hallmark. He's very dreamy.
He's got really good hair.
Oh my goodness, he does. Yes.
Well, I'm gonna look him up. I would definitely be interested in that just from the plot. It sounds cute. I love a good, cute thing with baked goods.
Oh my gosh.
So I mean.
We should be able to convert you to Hallmark very easily then. If you love baked goods being a plot element.
There's a lot of baking.
Yeah, I would probably give that like a 50 minute. And I'm just saying 50 because I don't know any of those people.
Oh,
the cast
yeah.
is important to me.
Yeah, but these are like people.
If I'm watching them,
yeah. If you're watching Hallmark, you're gonna see these people a lot. So I'm like, it'd be a good starter because you're gonna see all these people in movies and TV shows that are on Hallmark. So it'd be a good like, oh, I saw this person and this person and this person, and yeah,
because they all bridge together.
Yeah,
this is a weird question, but is there a place you can go to get like the old Hallmark movies? Like, how do you watch them? Like, how would I watch these?
Well, most of these that we're talking about, you can rent from Amazon or it's actually okay. harder sometimes to find the more recent ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Like something like Sweetest Heart, you'll have to come and watch it out because I have it on my DVR saved.
So, okay.
Come over if you want to watch it.
It's also letting me know that it's airing, it's on my computer. It's airing August 14th on Hallmark Channel, The Sweetest Heart. Okay.
Every single one on my list is available on DVD or to stream. So.
Yeah.
Okay. cool. And will you guys give me a list of these? Because I feel like all of a sudden, I wasn't sure I would do this, but now I'm sure I want to try to watch them all and see if I feel the same.
All right, we will, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I wasn't really on board to do that when we started this, but I feel like I'm getting there. So go ahead.
Well, I went back and forth. My last suggestion is another oldie from 2008. So we're going way back in the history of Hallmark. And it's called The Christmas Choir. And this stars Jason Gedrick, who...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He was in all the TV shows in the 90s.
Yes, he was. And he was great. And he
looks kind of like Dean Cain. That's the truth.
Yeah, that's true.
I have no idea who that is.
Because well, you're young.
You need to see The Christmas Choir then. Because The Christmas Choir, the reason why I thought of it is because it has a tiny bit of a romance, but it's very minimal. But it has all of the Christmas feels that you want from Hallmark. And it's based on a true story. It's about this, because Hallmark loves sort of the bad man of business, the person who's like obsessed with work, and usually they end up becoming sort of reformed, or they're tossed to the side, one or the other. The bad man of business. So Jason Gedrick, he plays this bad man of business. He's like shut off from the world, and then he's a workaholic, and he hasn't really paid much attention to Christmas. He's sort of bitter because his father was an alcoholic and was really not a very good father. And he's just kind of coasting, and he gets dumped by his girlfriend at the beginning of the movie, and he ends up meeting this man who, homeless man who's playing music, and he ends up getting introduced to this shelter run by Rhea Perlman, who's the best.
Really?
Yes, she runs the shelter. And he decides in his path to redemption for being a bad man of business, he decides to start this choir to help some of the people at the shelter to be able to raise money in performances and different things. And it's really about him bonding with this group of guys. They have kind of it is very classic in the sense of there's like the real confident guy, there's the real shy guy who never talks and they finally get him out of his shell. There's the one who hasn't talked to his daughter in a long time, kind of like home alone. There's all these different personalities, different types, and he's trying to become a better person, and Rhea Perlman's kind of snarky and great, and it's really it'll definitely tug at the heartstrings, but it also has moments that are funny and sweet, and it's just really good. It's a really good Christmas movie, and he ends up kind of patching things up with his father, and that's really done well. It's just a nice little movie. I think you'd enjoy.
I like a good Reformation story. There's a little Christmas carol in there. There may not be ghosts, but there's a choir.
yeah, for sure.
So I would actually definitely watch that, and it might be one of the first ones I picked too. So I'm giving that a 60.
Yes, and it has some nice music too, Christmas songs. So can't go wrong with that at Christmas.
Which I love. I love a good music in a movie. And I really like Jason Gedrick, which is so random.
Yes, very good. Well, this is very exciting. So I think, which one did you give the highest score? Was that The Makeover, right? Was that the highest?
What's The Makeover?
The one, the Eliza Doolittle one? I mean, the Pygmalion one? Yeah. Is that the highest score?
Yes, I really like that one, and I really like that murder mystery one.
Oh, yeah.
The courtroom one. Those are my two.
Yes, that's
those
great.
Are the two highest scoring.
We'll have to have you on for maybe one of the recaps of the mystery shows. I didn't know that you loved mysteries. I had no idea. That's fun.
Well, it's more the courtroom drama that's appealing to me, but I do like mysteries.
There's a fun set called Murder, She Baked with Allison.
Oh, see, I might like that.
Yeah.
Good and a murder.
Yeah, I should have put that on, darn it all. they're cute. They're obviously kind of like Murder, She Wrote, but she's a nosy baker.
I mean, Murder, She Wrote. Who would ever go to Cabot Cove where there's that many murders?
Right. That's what we talk about. Like, who would go to these small towns? Everyone's getting murdered. But anyway.
This is something I did not think I would say at the beginning of this conversation. But I want to watch some Hallmark shows.
Yes.
Like, I really kind of think you told me. I really like the comprehensive approach. And I had no idea there were so many categories.
Yep. Amy, we have done our duty. This is very exciting. We'll have that list in the description of our 12. And we'll get that to Jen as well. Mm-hmm. And that will be really fun. And let us know if you're listening what you would pick as your 6. What would you think are good introductions to Hallmark? And we would love that. That would be really fun. Let us know on Twitter. We can talk about it or in the comment section. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel, because we really want to get enough so that we can do a little bit more fun things with the channel. So definitely please subscribe and give us your likes. And if you're listening on iTunes, you can give us your ratings and reviews. We really appreciate that also. We also have our patron group, which is so much fun and is only going to get more fun over the holidays. So definitely check that out. And we're doing giveaways. You only need to be a $2 patron to get part of the giveaway. So that's very exciting. So check that out. It'll be linked in the description. And Amy, how can people follow you?
You can follow me on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram at It's Amy Craig. And also, for this, I think it would be fun. We do have a voicemail line that we use for Feedback Friday. The number is 801-855-6407. It'll be down in the description. But if you have a pitch for why a movie should be the first Hallmark movie you watch, you should call in and pitch it to us for a future Feedback Friday. That would be really awesome.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that would be really, really fun. And you can email, if you want to email the pitch, feedback@hallmarkiespodcast.com. So thank you so much, Jen. We really appreciate you coming on. We'll definitely have you back. And you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, on Rotten Tomatoes. Check that out. And I would love that. And make sure you're following the podcast everywhere. And we really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Hallmarkies for Hallmarkies. For more information about how you can leave your mark on Hallmarkies, visit HallmarkiesPodcast.com, link in the description.